A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to the people, saying, "Fear the Lord your God, and keep throughout the days of your lives all his statutes and commandments which I enjoin on you, and thus have long life. Hear then, Israel, and be careful to observe them, that you may grow and prosper the more, in keeping with the promise of the Lord, the God of your fathers, to give you a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Take to heart these words which I enjoin on you today." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Brothers and sisters, the Levitical priests were many because they were prevented by death from remaining in office. But Jesus, because he remains forever, has a priesthood that does not pass away. Therefore, he is always able to save those who approach God through him, since he lives forever to make intercession for them. It was fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separate from sinners, higher than the heavens. He has no need, as did the high priest, to offer sacrifice day after day, first for his own sins and then for those of the people. He did that once for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints men subject to weakness to be high priests, but the word of the oath, which was taken after the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying he is one and there is no other than he, and to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
These words are taken from the first reading we heard proclaimed. Moses spoke to the people, saying, "Fear the Lord your God." What it takes. If any of you have been ever involved in a building project, you know there's a lot of joys and a lot of trials and perhaps even some sorrows. First of all, you get excited in knowing that this building project's going to take place. But then you start seeing all the details that have to go into it, planning it. Are you going to be able to get all the resources? What is the cost? How long will it take? And then are there going to be any setbacks? And then once you got that all taken care of, then comes the ultimate question you ask yourself: how do I pay for it? Building projects, a lot of joys, a lot of struggles, but once it is all completed, I think that you become very happy. But that's also true for life as well. We go through a lot of joys and trials, and we probably want to know, what does it take to gain everlasting life? That question is answered today in our first reading and in our gospel passage. In our first reading today, it's situated in the book of Deuteronomy, in which Moses had brought the people up to the promised land, but not entered. Of course, as you know, he could not enter it himself because of his sin. But he brought him up to that point, and it's right after in which Moses presents once again the Ten Commandments and say, these are the commandments and the law of God. But in our passage for today, he says to them, fear the Lord your God. Now, the Israelites had a lot of encounters with God, probably more bad than good. The punishments that they endured because of their not obeying the law. They also saw the joys in which there was quail and manna and water for them to drink as they journeyed through the desert. But now, as Moses tells them, renew within you these commandments of the Lord. Loving God with your entire being, your whole self, but then to love and respect one another as well. Moses was telling them, this is what it takes to inherit the promised land. And when Joshua takes you over to the promised land, keep the covenant of the Lord. As I said, they perhaps had encountered God as someone that could be very terrifying to them, but that's not what fear of the Lord means. This fear means that you stand in holy awe before God and you see God as he is, as Lord, as God, as mighty, and the one who had given the promise of their own land. And in our gospel passage for today, we hear how the scribe comes up to Jesus. This passage occurs after Jesus had been welcomed to the city of Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. Now, a scribe was one who knew the law very, very well. Did a lot of writing, perhaps he may have interpreted the law. But he approached Jesus and said, out of all this, what is the greatest commandment? And so Jesus told him to love the Lord your God with all your being, your heart, your soul, your strength, and then your neighbor as yourself. And the surprise is to this comes from the scribe himself who says, well done, teacher. You have answered correctly. This is the heart of the law and why we keep it. But now Jesus was directing him to something greater than just the promised land, the eternal promised land. The kingdom of God is this place of perfection where the law is found in its perfection. It's teaching us to love God in our entire being, and then loving neighbor as ourselves is truly the heart of the law and why we follow the law. And why Christ came to say he is the one who would fulfill the law. This is the wisdom of God that we have been reflecting upon the last couple of weeks. To know the Lord our God and stand in holy awe or fear before him. For he is our Lord and our God. So I think a very natural question is this. Do we fear the Lord? Do we have that holy awe in his presence right now? Knowing that he is here in our midst, not to terrify us, but to show to us the promise of life eternal, if we too give ourselves each and every day to love him and serve him in this life, to hold him above all things, but then the challenge to love one another as God loves us. Hope that each and every one of us, as we reflect upon fear of the Lord, which is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, that we come before the Lord our God renewed, that we too stand in his presence, his magnificence, his power, but we commit ourselves to following and living out the law of the Lord. It is the way to life eternal. And if we've been faithful to doing that, we hope to enter the new and eternal promised land, the kingdom of heaven, which will lead us to sit in the sight and presence of the Lord of the law and the Lord of life.